But this is what it is to trust, to entrust, to give up your thoughts, to give up yourself, and just like try to float on the water. It's like when you go to a calm beach and you lie down, you lie back on the water. If you're peaceful, you float. So try this and see how it might work. We need to trust. So we need to trust in God. God is so great that He knew beforehand what difficulties we might end up with. And there is nothing that He can't do to help us if we trust Him. And if we trust Him, regardless how difficult the dead end is, He will get us there. He will get us there. The other thing is that we need to be an open book ourselves. And by that I mean that not to try to hide anything from God or from our spiritual father. But to do this, we come to another big issue, which was the first point that was raised, that we need a spiritual father. What does a spiritual father mean? It means a father who will guide our spirit to be united with the Holy Spirit. For a spiritual father to do this, we need to establish a relationship with Him. We need to have what the apostles had with Christ. If we don't have this, if we're afraid of Him, or if we think that He doesn't love us and He doesn't understand us, it is not going to work. So we need to be an open book in front of God, but also an open book in front of our spiritual father, to the point that if I was a book, I will open up all the pages, and if I could magnify every single letter, every single comma or full stop, so that He knows exactly what happens in my soul, the way that I can explain it. Because even me trying to explain things, it might not be perfect. And then entrust in Himself and leave everything through Him in God's hands. This is what it is to have a spiritual father. So the apostles, when they were with Christ, they were peaceful because Christ was giving them the peace that He had, which was the Holy Spirit. If we don't feel peaceful with our spiritual father, there is a problem. And there are two reasons for this problem. It might be our ego, which doesn't let us open up, or maybe He is not the right person for us. And in the church, we can keep looking until God inside us will give us the information, now you're in good hands. Just relax, let go of your fears, let go of your anxiety to be in charge. Just let go of everything. Just give up and God will take care of you. And you will be safe and you will get where you should be. And this is through the Holy Spirit that works with your spiritual father. This is what it is to be an apostle. This is what it is to have a relationship with your spiritual father, which at the end of the day, your spiritual father should be empty of himself, and his only aim should be to connect you with God. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. Anything on that?
That goes back to what you said last week about the two big sins in the Orthodox, one of them being forgetfulness. And we see so many miracles that happen in our life and we forget. And it's these miracles that allow us to trust God and to build that trust knowing that he will be there and he will do the miracles. Because I'm thinking, how do I build that trust? You know, I'm very fickle. I trust one moment and then I don't trust the next. Or at least I pretend to trust, but I'm really self-conscious of that trust. But to truly let the Spirit in and to trust God is quite, I don't know how to do that. Maybe you can tell us how.
Yes, sometimes it takes a bit of practice. So when, as you said, something good happens to us, we have to keep it in mind that this was God's providence. And this is how we end up trusting God. So if it wasn't for God being there for me, I could have been maybe killed 10 times already in my life. But I didn't. And there is a reason behind it. It didn't happen by accident. God wanted me to be here now, and I'm here now. And God wanted all of you to be here now, and you're here now. Of course, you could have rejected it and stay home and play video games or whatever, but you didn't. So we're all here now because we accepted something that God has put in front, had put in front of us, and we're here now. It's amazing sometimes when there are specific things in our lives that when they happen, it clicks inside us and it's like telling us, this is what was supposed to happen. This is where I was supposed to be. This is what I was supposed to be doing. When they happen to each one of us, we know when they happen and we realize that. But these are the proofs. This is the proof that God is there and that regardless of whatever happens in the humanity, the Holy Spirit leads the history of each single one of us. So the Holy Spirit is in charge of the history, not the devil. The devil tries to destroy, he does what he can, but the Holy Spirit leads the history of the church, of the humanity, and of every single soul. It takes a bit of practice to trust, and we have to build up our trust slowly, but once we do, it's there. We just need to keep remembering, as you said, not be forgetful. And then it's there. I'm not saying that we're not weak. I'm not saying that we will not feel suffocated ever again in our lives. I'm not saying that we will not be depressed. I'm not saying that everything will be happy days. It's not. But at the end of the tunnel, there is light because we believe in God, because we've been there before and we know that he got us out of there. Regardless if it's our mistake or not, he got us out of there. So he can get us out of there again. And then sometimes we have anxiety about people finding things about us, regardless what this is, a mistake or something, whatever. But we need to keep in mind that as the saints say, if we don't understand that it's just my soul and God alone on this planet, we can't establish a relationship with God. And I'm not saying to ignore the family, I'm not saying to ignore anything. I'm saying that when the time comes for my soul to pass on to next life, it will be just me and God. And I need to know this from now. So, regardless what happens, regardless if people find out things about us, regardless if I've done a mistake, a huge mistake, regardless if I have hurt someone and I didn't mean to, but I hurt someone. This could be my wife, this could be my husband, this could be my kids. It doesn't matter. What matters is that it's just myself, my soul, and God. And when I trust him, I tell him, look, I've done a mess, or there's something embarrassing, but it doesn't matter. If I was to die now, it wouldn't matter. If I was to leave this in God's hands, it wouldn't matter. He will deal with things the way He knows, and that's it. If we try to protect our image, if we try to be in charge of things, if we try to do this or that, this is not leaving ourselves in God's hands. This will create anxiety. This will create issues, and we shouldn't be like that. But this is everyone's personal story. It's not just for one or two people. This is all of us. We worry about too much. We worry about too much. And at least if we worry about the salvation of others, there is a point. But if we worry, if they found out that I stole a pencil or something, or if whatever, there are bigger things in life. That's why if I don't say every night that it's just my soul and God, the only things that exist on the planet, I will find it difficult to be saved. And this is how we should be in our prayer. My soul and God. And we will have to reach the point that it's not even my soul and God. It's just God. What do I mean by that? I mean that I leave myself in God's hands so much that, not that I don't care what will happen, it doesn't make any difference what will happen, because I know that the next step is God's will. And if what will happen next is God's will, even if it looks black or white or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. God knows what color it should be. God knows what it should be. As simple as that. And I move on. This is what it is to have a relationship with God. So trust our spiritual father and trust God. And when we said this before, when our spiritual father has, let's say, a deep Orthodox spirit, he should not want us to depend on him. He should give us enough knowledge, enough messages, so that when he is not around, to be able to act the way that Jesus would have, to be able to do the right thing. If we cannot live with the absence of our spiritual father, it means that his presence is useless. And this is what this book says in a couple of paragraphs further down.